Thanks for the interview. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Where do I begin? Can I begin where I first found you?
Yes, please.
Don't judge. It was Alvin and the Chipmunks, okay?
Adorable.
It was. And I said, who is that girl? And then I did the lookup, and then I find I have an opportunity to talk with you. So here I am today.
Adorable.
Why don't we start with that movie, first of all? I mean, you had that starring role in it with Jason Lee and then all the Chipmunks. Did you get to work with Amy Poehler and them, or were they just really out of the picture?
That's all ADR voice work. So I actually play one of the live action characters.
Right.
So I didn't get to meet them. No.
Oh.
But it was such a cool experience. It was one of my first big movies I've ever done.
So you got to work with their characters, but they weren't there, right?
Correct.
That's got to be so strange to do.
Well, I mean, there's stuffed animals that they would put in place for your eye line, you know? So when we would be working, they would put a stuffed animal in place for our eye line, and we would just be kind of acting with the stuffed animal.
Okay, like I said, that's kind of strange, but it worked, huh?
Oh, yeah, it worked. And like I said, it was one of my first movies. So
you did have a part in that recent movie, Candy Cane Lane, but I don't recall you in that. What did you do?
Yeah, so I play one of Eddie Murphy's neighbors that's competing for the best house with the best Christmas decorations.
Okay.
And it was a fun time. We did a lot of night shoots on that movie. And so we were there at like 3-4 in the morning.
Oh.
And that's a doozy. And I was pregnant at the time while we were filming that. So, you know, here I am, 6 months pregnant, 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Just out there running through mayhem in the pretend neighborhood.
Well, that's all the things that we don't like to hear about in Hollywood, right? It's all so glamorous, but the work to put these movies together really isn't so glamorous all the time.
Yeah, it takes a lot. And they call it the hurry up and wait game. Like, you have to hurry up, get ready, get your hair and makeup ready, and then you wait there for hours and hours until it's your time to go on set.
Wow.
There was times I'd be called in. I was there at, you know, 6 p.m. and they didn't use me till 3 in the morning.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm chasing my dream. This is my life. I can't believe this is my life. This is what I get to do. I get to travel the country telling jokes to people, being a part of medicine. Like, laughter is medicine. And the fact that I get to be a part of somebody's medicine is the biggest blessing. Like, that's my life. What a gift, man.
Well, what blows me away, you have a career in it's television, it's film, it's stand-up. You've got, what, 6 comedy specials now? How do you choose all? Is it whatever happens to come up, or do you have a pre-plan, this is what my career is and these are where I'm headed?
I mean, it evolves for sure. You have a vision, you have a plan, you go for it, and then you adjust when things don't go your way, when, you know, a wrench gets thrown in the plan, or when a blessing that you didn't know was going to happen. And next thing you know, you make a left turn because you booked this role, or because you sold out this crazy venue, or like whatever that crazy blessing is. You're constantly detouring, making a left, making a right, but always keeping your eye on the prize, on the goal, on whatever that is. You just adjust and you move with it. And it's a part of that. That is the life, is the journey to get to said goal, because the goal isn't it. It's something to like keep your eyes on and keep focused on, but it's really the journey getting there. That's where you experience everything.
And stand up, was that a wrench that was thrown in? Because I know you didn't start that way. I mean, you were a professional cheerleader, right? And then you took improv lessons, and then all of a sudden you're this amazing stand up.
You know, I never thought I was going to be a comedian. I never thought that was going to be my life. I thought I was going to be a dramatic actress. And then I took a joke writing stand up comedy class, and one of the first jokes that I wrote in that class ended up blowing up on the internet and kind of propelled me to where I am today.
Wow. And then here you are, 6 comedy specials later, and you're doing something that I thought only Nate Bergatz could do, and it's pretty clean comedy.
Yeah. And I've been working with Nate for years. Nate used to open for me years ago. And now he's just thriving and shining. And I'm so, so happy for him. And I'm so grateful for what he's doing for the art of working clean in comedy. He's showing people, when you think of clean comedy, you think, oh, it must be cheesy, it's probably corny, but it's actually not. I mean, look at him, he's thriving, and he's like the best example of that.
Yeah, he's amazing. So let me ask, he is a character though, isn't he? Of himself, or is that really him?
Yeah, that's him. That's Nate Burgett. Obviously, he's a lot smarter and more intelligent than we always play an exaggerated version of ourselves.
Ah, okay.
Like if I'm telling you I'm not the smartest kid in the class, I'm going to show you a real dumb example to prove to you that I'm not the smartest kid in the class. But really, it's we play exaggerated versions of ourselves on stage.
All right. So your character, Bon Kwee Kwee, what is that? And where did that come from?
She's my alter ego, man. She's a little bit of a lot of people that I've met throughout my life. More importantly, my brother. He is my main inspiration for Bon Kwee Kwee.
Really?
Yes, he's like, he has no filter. He says whatever he wants to say. He's like that guy that where you go, ooh, I would never say that out loud. Thought it in my head, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't have said it out loud. That's Bon Kwee Kwee, and that's my brother. And so a lot of things that Bon Kwee Kwee has said, I took from my brother because he's that guy.
So is that character in your shows, like when you come here to the Akron area, will you be doing that or is that completely separate?
Oh, that's separate. She's retired. Bon Kwee Kwee, she's out living on a beach somewhere, retired, living her best life.
Okay. So what are we going to hear and see when you come to the Akron area? I know it's not until October, so we've got plenty of time, but I'm assuming maybe your show is evolving, and so what you're doing now won't necessarily be what you do when you come here.
Well, yes, we got some time, but you want to get your tickets ASAP because it will sell out. I'm coming with my brand new hour. My most recent hour that I recorded is called Say I Want. It's on YouTube right now.
Mm-hmm.
I filmed it in Nashville, Tennessee. And that whole hour is really me being a fish out of water, a California girl moving to the South and what that's about. And, you know, it's like I learned so much from ordering iced tea at the restaurant. Like it comes with 3 pounds of sugar in it and they call it sweet tea. I call it diabetes. You know what I mean? Like, I had a lot to learn moving to the South. That was my last hour. This hour, I'm talking about being a brand new mom in my 40s and what's that like and how that's affected my marriage. You know, like my husband and I, we've been married for 14 years now. Then we have a baby. All of a sudden now he just annoys me for no reason. Like, what is that? Like, you always breathe that way? You've always done it like that? Why? I just notice it right now. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. There's just all kinds of stuff of marriage and life and how being a new mom in my 40s has changed things about my body, what I'm capable of. And like I said, it's just how can I connect and relate to other humans in the building and where you can see yourself in my stories. And so that's kind of what I'm talking about in this new hour that I'm coming with.
That is awesome. Well, Angela, thank you so much for your time today. Fun interview. And I think it's going
to
be a great show.
Come to the show.
Looking forward to seeing you. You have a great day and thanks for the call.
You too. Bye-bye.